Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
Okay, so like everyone I know, I'm really into zodiac signs.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But sometimes the personality stuff can get a bit much, like way too specific.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's why today we're doing a deep dive on this article I found.
Okay.
It's called Zodiac Myths Busted. No Scorpios aren't out to sting you.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah, so get ready.
I'm ready to
bust some myths about zodiac signs.
Yeah, this is going to be good, I think.
I think so, too.
We all have these assumptions, yeah, and we don't even realize it.
Right, exactly. And so this article uses Scorpios as an example.
Oh, okay.
You know, the whole idea that they're
vengeful.
Yeah, vengeful.
Yeah.
And, like, always trying to get back at you.
Yeah. Like, that's so not true.
Well, that's what the article says. Well, and it got me thinking, like, isn't this just
confirmation bias?
Yeah, confirmation bias at work.
Totally.
Like, we hear Scorpios are vengeful, and then every time we see one,
even just being a little assertive,
right,
we're like, see, I told you.
Exactly.
They're out to get us.
It's like our brains are looking for proof of what we already think, even if it's not really there.
And it's not just about Scorpios.
No, not at all.
Right. It's like we do this with all sorts of things.
Like,
like someone's job.
Mm-hmm.
Where they're from.
Yeah.
Even like
what music they like.
Yeah, like what music they like or what sports team they root for.
Exactly.
So like our listeners have probably experienced this.
I'm sure they have.
Think about it. Like,
Have you ever
met someone?
Yeah. And you find out.
And found out they were like
a lawyer.
A lawyer.
And suddenly.
And then suddenly it's like everything they do.
Yeah.
Seems like, oh, that's such a lawyer thing to do.
Totally. Even if they're just like being normal.
Exactly.
Like having a coffee or something.
Yeah.
But you see it through that lens.
Oh, totally.
That lawyer lens.
I used to think all cats were aloof.
Until I met my friend's cat.
Really?
Who was like the biggest cuddle bug ever.
Oh.
Like seriously wants to be on your lap all the time.
Wow.
And it made me realize that like.
You were wrong about cats.
Well, yeah, but also that I had this idea in my head.
Right.
And I was just seeing
everything through that lens.
Yeah.
That all cats are the same lens.
Exactly. So like, how does this confirmation bias thing actually work?
So it's like our brains, they're amazing. They're always trying to find patterns.
Right.
And make sense of the world.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing usually, but sometimes.
Don't let it backfire.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like it leads us to focus on things
that
prove what we already believe and ignore things that don't.
So it's like our brains cherry picking the evidence.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
Like let's say you think people from a certain city are unfriendly.
Okay.
You go to that city
and
one person is rude to you.
Right.
You're going to remember that and be like, see, I told you.
Yeah.
Even if you meet 10 other people, they're super nice.
That makes so much sense.
Yeah.
So this article is basically telling us
to be more aware.
Yeah, to be more mindful.
Yeah.
Right.
To think twice before we judge people.
Yeah. And to like look past those first impressions.
Yeah.
We get based on limited information.
Exactly.
Which could be like anything.
Mm-hmm.
Not just zodiac signs.
Yeah. It could be their clothes or their hair or anything really.
Exactly.
It's about remembering that people are complex.
Yeah.
And we can't just put them in boxes
based
on like one tiny bit of information.
Okay, so zodiac signs can be fun.
Oh, for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
But
like we can't take them too seriously.
Yeah, we shouldn't use them to like predict how someone's going to act.
Exactly.
Like imagine if someone judged you based only on your zodiac sign.
Mm-hmm.
Like that wouldn't be fair.
No, not at all.
Right.
Everyone's an individual with their own unique story.
Yeah. It's a good reminder to like
be open-minded.
Yeah. Be open-minded.
Yeah.
And challenge our own assumptions.
Mm-hmm.
And like really try to see people
for who they really are, not who we think they are.
Exactly.
So I have a question for you, listener.
Okay.
Think about your own life.
Yeah.
Where have you seen confirmation bias happening?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe with a coworker.
Yeah.
Or a family member.
Yeah, or even like a stranger on the street.
Exactly. Right. And more importantly,
yeah,
how can you challenge those assumptions going forward?
It's tough.
It is, but it's so important.
Yeah.
Because like recognizing our biases, that's the first step to actually overcoming them.
Right.
And becoming more understanding.
And becoming more understanding and compassionate.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So good food for thought, everyone.
Definitely.